You're listening to the Old Timer Synthesizer Podcast by The Worship Blender.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Old Timer Synthesizer Podcast. I'm your host, Brent, and the last 2 months or so, I've been trying to kind of get into a habit of doing a Saturday morning synthesizer jam. I haven't really been successful in doing it every Saturday, but for the most part, I'm most of the last Saturdays, these last few months, I've been able to get some synthesizer playing in it. And there's no agenda on it. It's just basically me, you know, sitting down at the keyboard and the software and just plucking away and just, you know, having fun just with no agenda, just to see what comes up. Just kind of a creative fun time for me. And so what I'm going to do is, this is the most recent synthesizer jam, Saturday morning synthesizer jam that I did. And again, these are intended to just be really quick, fun little pieces, just to have some fun creatively. Usually just spend a couple hours on them and then I'm done. So this is what I got for you. I'm going to go ahead and play today's synthesizer jam. All right, so there it was, and I always have stupid working titles for these songs that I do. So this one's called Scoop Doop a Joop, which is got its name because it started off on a Jupiter 8 plugin, and I kind of had the intent of doing most of the tracks with a Jupiter 8, but that really wasn't the case. I only used three instances of the Jupiter 8. So the song just starts off with this simple little riff right here, this idea, and this is what's done on the Jupiter 8. Then I added in the bass. This is also a Jupiter 8 plugin. This is actually the Tal JP8. The first one is an Arturia Jupiter 8 version 4 plugin. And from here, of course, you find a drum beat. And then here comes the third instance of the Jupiter 8 by Arturia. Oops, here it is. There we go. I have to unmute it. And so that bass line there, which I'm not sure I really love that bass sound. Probably at some point I will change it out. Here's the bass on its own. It's kind of, yeah, I think I can get a better bass tone than that. Like I said, these exercises are just the knock them out really quick. But anyway, since it's the same bass line through the whole song, and it's just kind of riffing off of D, what I did on the second part of the song, where it's to kind of feel like a chord progression, I'm just there. That's a D major 7 arpeggio followed by a D minor 7 arpeggio, and then add in the chords there on the other Jupiter 8, and you got that. So there's not a whole lot to it harmonically, but it's got some cool grooves later on in the song. And of course, I couldn't resist throwing in the old Fairlight preset that everyone probably gravitates to at some point in time. It's such a cool preset, but here it is. We've all heard that one before. But then I layer in another Fairlight patch, and then a vocoded version of it. So here's the vocoder by itself. Oops, no, here it is. Kind of gives it a nice spacey sound. Using the built-in effects on the vocoder, and this is the Arturia vocoder, and add in the rest of the sounds there. Okay, and then the let's see, so this next part of the song where it starts getting kind of fun here, I'll just loop this section here. And this is where it's the D major 7 to D minor 7. So I'll add in the pads here. Maybe loop it again. There we go, now the loop's on. And then a little bit of horns from the Native Instruments Contact. What is it, the session horns? Yeah, that's session horns. Just a little extra something there. Still the same drum beat, same bass line. And then what gets fun as we get further into that same beat, let's do a next section on. The old ARP 2600. And I think this is like the first preset on the ARP right out of the, you know, right when you turn it on, but it just works so perfectly for the song. So I kept it. I just alternated some of the sound on it a little bit, did a little bit of tweaking on it. But otherwise it's pretty close to the preset. Just adds a lot to this little groove. Then as we move on, I add in some electric piano from the Arturia Wurlitzer. Here it comes. A lot of tremolo on it. Give it that kind of dirty 70s sound. Kind of funky-ish. And then blend in a B3 organ from, again, Arturia. organ. It's just doubling the Wurlitzer part. And we're going to add another part in here, a little melody over top of that. It's two, a layer of two synths, the Mercury 6 synthesizer, which I talked about on the first podcast episode, which there's the Mercury 6 combined with the Podolsky, which is a free synth plugin by Yuhi. And it's just kind of doing a weird little arpeggiated pattern with the melody. So when you blend it together with the Mercury 6, so there you go. It's a pretty simple song. Just it's kind of a fun groove there. I like that groove there at the end. I think if I work on it some more, I could really kind of could do something with it. And certainly it's a song, you know, I just kind of a simple format now, but it could definitely be built out into a proper song format. And I don't know. We'll see if anything comes out. That's what's so much fun about these Saturday morning synth jams is just you just kind of get some ideas out and have fun. And so that's something I would definitely advise people to do is to just play music, write music just for the fun of it with no real agenda. And sometimes that's when some of your coolest stuff gets created. Not always, but sometimes. So going back to the Fairlight preset here that I was using in the song, I actually had the opportunity to play a Fairlight. I tried to play one. We couldn't actually get it booted up. If you're not familiar with the Fairlight synthesizer, they started being built somewhere around 1980, I think, is when the first version of it, maybe 79, something like that. But the Fairlight was, there's a couple different variations of it, and it's called the Fairlight CMI, Computer Music Instrument, I believe is what the CMI stood for. And it was a very expensive keyboard at the time. It was like thousands and thousands of dollars, like, I don't know, 20, 30 grand, something like that. It was a very expensive instrument. And it was one of the first samplers. It also had the CRT monitor and the computer and then the CPU unit. So it really was at least a four-piece instrument, whereas nowadays we've got MIDI controllers and we hook it up to our computer and do everything on a computer screen. This was kind of all of that, but in a instrument by itself. It kind of predated the use of computers and really was one of the first real computer workstations. But instead of using just your computer that you use for everything else and plugging in a MIDI controller, that the computer and the keyboard and everything else was all the instrument itself. And the Fairlight was, what was funny on this particular one, it was a friend of mine that had it, and it had been sitting dormant for years, and it's had these giant, like, I don't know, they're like 8-inch floppy disk drives or whatever. It had a dual floppy disk drive. So we had what we thought it was the operating system that we were loading via the floppy disk drive. Some of you are old enough to remember doing that. So we were trying to boot it up, and we never really got past successfully booting it up, which was unfortunate because I really was excited to play a Fairlight. But it just wasn't meant to be. It's an old piece of equipment, and unfortunately just couldn't get it to boot. So don't know if you ever did get it to boot. That was a number of years ago when we did that. But it's such a cool instrument. It's all white, the keyboard itself. It's very easy to spot when you're watching old 80s videos or old 80s concerts and things like that. You'll see it in a lot of you know, if you're watching videos like, you know, Duran Duran and Asia and, you know, different bands like that, you know, any big name bands at the time would be using the Fairlight, and you'd see it in videos and whatnot. And it's a very distinctive instrument. Yeah, it's funny how this instrument that just cost thousands upon thousands of dollars a few decades ago is now almost like a worthless instrument. And what a kid can do with his iPad is, far more advanced than what the Fairlight could ever do. But it was definitely a historical instrument, and definitely a lot of fun to see one in person. And another funny story about the Fairlight CMI. When I was a young kid, early, I mean, we're talking like early 80s. My first, my well, my very first keyboard, electronic keyboard ever, was a Casio Tone keyboard. It's a little tiny thing. I was probably 11 years old when I got it. I thought it was pretty cool at the time. That was in the early 80s. I still had it through the mid 80s when I was getting into actual real synthesizers. My first real synthesizer was the Korg Poly 800. I can't remember if it was two if it was 19 I almost said 2000 1984 or 85. I don't remember which year exactly. So I had my Korg Poly 800, my first real synthesizer, and then I had my Casio Tone keyboard. And what was funny about it is that it was white in color. And it had the little mini keys, like a 3-octave keyboard or whatever. It was just a little goofy little keyboard. But it was definitely a lot of fun for me as a kid. But as I started getting into real synthesizers and real keyboards, now suddenly my little Casio Tone wasn't so cool anymore. So, but I wanted to be like all my keyboard heroes and having, a wall of keyboards, around me and stuff. So all I had was a Poly 800 and a Korg, or excuse me, a Casio Tone keyboard. And so I thought, well, why don't I, since it's white in color, why don't I just draw? Because I was pretty good at drawing. And so I drew out the Fairlight logo on a piece of paper and taped it to the back of my Casio. So that way I could, take a picture of myself. Hey, look at me with my Korg and Fairlight keyboard. So yeah, I don't think I really faked anybody out on that, and probably most all my friends, well, all of my friends had no idea what a Fairlight even was, or even what a Korg Poly 800 was. But to me, that was kind of my wishful thinking at the time. Yeah, one of these days, this keyboard really will be a Fairlight and not a Casio, but that never happened. I guess I could have put another decal on it saying, my other keyboard is a Fairlight CMI or something, but oh well.
The Old Timer Synthesizer Podcast is brought to you by the Worship Blender. Find us on YouTube at youtube.com/worshipblender.